Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City where the palm trees just blowing in the wind, and the sun is shining so beautiful. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. And it's a beautiful day to be with you, 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 and you. Thanking God for you being there, encouraging me to continue on. Are you a blessing? Yes, you are. Want to send you lots of love and hugs today, letting you know that we love you. We really do. And call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a call, if you will, and let us know that you're listening, you enjoy listening to us. You may have a favorite one you'd like to hear. That could be Deacon Mike, Sister Diane, Bishop Porter, or Pastor Sharon. You may have a one you'd like to just talk to, say something to. Just call, ask a question or two, and, you know, let's see where we can go from there. 347-857-3925. And we are waiting for your call. Yes, we are. And we're glad to have our guest here with us today. Bishop Porter still guesting with us today. Praise God. Amen. He'll be gone soon, y'all. He'll be gone soon. Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We thank God. We're praying for Mrs. Dean, who has surgery. Had surgery. And now she's having a problem. So we pray for her today. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Miss Dean. Father, wherever she is, whatever hospital she's in at this time, touch her right now, Father God. Let her know that it's you, Lord, that touched her. Bring her out of this difficult breathing problem that she's having. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we counsel that assignment of the enemy right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we pray for Veronica Vickers, who's going in surgery also. Father, we pray for her today. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch her. Bring deliverance to her right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we want nothing less than a miracle for her today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we ask you to touch Matthew Charles, touch his body, God. Touch him right now, Lord. He was in a diabetic coma. Lord, we ask you to touch him right now in Jesus' name. Bring him out. Bring him through. Lord, you've done it for others. You can do it for him also. In speaking to him right now, Matthew, wake up. Come out of that coma right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, God is so good, isn't he? Bert Benjamin, we are sending prayers to you right now, who had a stroke. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch him right now in Jesus' name. Make him every whit whole, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus right now, Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch Mrs. Ford, Lord, who's in Texas there. Father, touch her right now, Lord God. Give her strength, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, she needs your help right now, Father. Lord, touch Edie Stevens. Touch her legs, the poor circulation right now. In the name of Jesus, we command that circulation lined up with the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for blessing your people. We thank you for touching every one of them that are sick, Jethro, Eason. We ask you to touch him, Lord, and bring him through, Father God, and just touch him right now in Jesus' name. Make yourself real to him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch all your pastors that are going through right now. In Jesus' name, Father, they need your help now, God. So many of them, Lord God, are ailing in some kind of way, God. They're going through some kind of great challenge, Father God. In Jesus' name, touch them today, Lord. Whatever their case may be, Lord, in their ministry, touching their ministries, Father God. Oh, God, enlighten them today. Encourage them today, right now, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for touching our people today, God. Many of them are sick and suffering and going through too, God. We ask you to touch each and every one of them right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask you to touch our good friend that left us yesterday and went on to St. Thomas and left us. We ask you to touch her too, Father God. Lord God, we're looking for her back very soon, Lord. You know, about next week, next month, I'm looking for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. I'm not going to let her stay. I'm going to worry her till she get back here, Father, with prayer. I'm going to worry her with prayer. Yes. Praise God, because I believe that we can make things real uncomfortable till you get back. Ah, yes, we're sending that word out right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I guess y'all say she must be crazy. No, I just believe what I pray for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God can do anything, you know what, but fail. Hallelujah. So we are praising God for everything today, yes. You know, when you find somebody nice and everything, you hate to see them go. You know how that is. Glory be to God. All right, let me give you a little word here today before I get all gone on. You know how I go. Having knowledge is not the same as having wisdom. The true test of wisdom is knowing how and when to act according to God's will. Did you get that? Having knowledge is not the same as having wisdom. The true test of wisdom is knowing how and when to act according to God's will. All right, amen, amen. So govern yourself accordingly. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? He is so good. I am so happy to be with you and you today. Bless God. Listen, when God do so much for you, you know, make ways out of nowhere for you, you know, and things, and keep giving you strength to go on just a little bit further. Every time you look around, you may not feel like you're going to be able to make it, you know. You know how sometimes you just feel like you ain't got no more strength. Everything is hurting. Everything out of sync and everything. But, you know, God gives you just that little bit more strength. He said reach way down. You see, you got to reach way down and pull up that strength you didn't know you had. You hear? I know some of you are going through that today. Okay? You're going through it too. Amen. But I'm just telling you, I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. I have to pull up every bit of strength I have today to carry on. I hate to quit, and I hate to be with quitters. Because a quitter ain't going to never win. You know what I'm saying? They never win because they always quit. It's quitting this, quitting that. You know how it go. All right. Praise God. You're not going to quit today, are you? You're going to keep on going, right? Even when you don't feel like it. You know, this is the time to say, we testify, you know, Lord, I'm going to keep on going. Even when I don't feel like it. If I got to crawl, Lord, I'm still going on. As soon as something starts to hurting and them knees hurting everything, you ain't going to crawl. You ain't going to move. Say, I ain't going to church today. I'm sorry, but I'm hurting. You know, bless God. Hallelujah. But you will say this. We'll say these things. You know, that, what is we doing? Lying. We ain't doing nothing but lying. That's all. We need to forget, ask God to forgive us when we start doing that, telling them lies. You know, I ain't hurt nobody. I'm staying home. I don't feel good. My stomach ache, my headache, my foot hurt, my toe hurt. You know, something hurt, you know. But you remember, you forgot you told God, oh, God, I'm going to go anyhow, Lord. Even when I go, if I got to go by myself, I'm going, Lord. If I got to walk, I'm going, Lord. That, you ain't got no ride to pick you up. You, I ain't going today because I ain't got no ride. You know, we do these things, but we say these things and not knowing we lying. You know, I'm just talking. You know, this is time to talk about it. Ain't that the name of this program? Time to talk about it. Amen. We have excuses out of the woodwork. You know, we got excuses coming on everything. Even though we said these things ourselves, nobody didn't put a gun to your head and make you say them. You said them yourself of your own free will. Oh, I ain't meddling today. I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't going to meddle today, okay? Yeah, I'm meddling. But I thought I'd let you know that, you know, because everybody gets tired and everybody feels a little blasé sometimes, you know. I know you don't want to admit you feel blasé, you know. Well, how can I pray for you if you don't want to tell me you feeling blasé or you hurting or something? Isn't that what, if you need somebody to pray for you, how do they know what to pray for you? Let's be specific here, you know, because I'm going to read a scripture right now where some things were spoken and this man needed somebody to pray for him. See, this is what I'm fixing to do right now. I'm going to get on this word. I'm letting you know, we so busy want to be super saved. Well, I don't want nobody to know. I refuse to say that I don't feel good. Well, now listen here. Go right head on, then nobody won't never pray for you. Okay? Because you refuse to say you don't feel good. Well, you know, how would you know God could heal you if you didn't know, you know, you were sick, huh? And to ask, you say, but God knows, but no, he knows, but he told you to ask, didn't he? All right, I'm going to quit meddling. I'm trying to quit meddling because I'm going on meddling, ain't I? Praise God, meddling with you in your pain, and your pride. Oh, that's two P's, ain't it? Pain and pride. Ah, my. We need to get rid of both of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's go to Mark, the ninth chapter. I'm in Mark, the ninth chapter. Mark, the ninth chapter today. You know, I'm going to start the 14th verse. I think I'm going to start the 14th verse. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question you with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. Now, he didn't come there trying to be cute, did he? He didn't come there with his pride all out there. Because when you're in need or when you're in pain, you're going through some great trial, you don't have time to put on pride. You see? You got to come straight up with it. See what he come and say? He say, my son, which have a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he formeth and gnash with his teeth, and pineth the way. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Mm-hmm. See that? Mm-hmm. He spoke to the wrong person at the time, didn't he? He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Now, he was rebuking them. They don't even know why, really. You know, they done been with him all this time, and they ain't got a hold of nothing. That's like people sit up in church for years and years, and when they come down to it, they ain't got nothing. They ain't caught hold of nothing. They didn't catch hold of the spirit of the pastor, the vision, or anything. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I ain't meddling. Didn't that's what I said? Uh-huh. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed for me. That's a sight, ain't it? And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came upon him? And he said, of a child. My God, this young man been suffering a long time, ain't it? A long time. Since he was a child, he been suffering. Okay, now, disciples been there for a while, and a bunch of the other religious people have been there, but nobody could help it. Hmm? And it would be like us today when something is going on in somebody's life, a child or adult or whoever, they are acting like this. We want to take them to the psychiatrist. We want to take them to the doctor to get operated on or get some pills or something. Ain't this what we want to do? This is what we do, right? But this man found out that there was somebody that had some power, huh? And he come to the right source, didn't he? He came to the right source, didn't he? Would you go to the right source, or would you go around all over town? I told you. Sometimes people want to go to everybody in town, but who God had placed in their life for them to have, say, for instance, their own personal healer, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, you have a pastor prophet, pastor, whatever you want to call them, priest, whatever you want to call them, and they have a gift of healing, and they could pray for you or your child, and God moves and blesses them. But you want to go seek all the big hen biddies all over the country trying to pay all that money to get your help, get the help you think you need from them, and you go to them, give them up all your money, and you don't get no help. You're just as bad as you was before you got there. Well, that's because you wasn't where you were supposed to be. See, this man went to the place where he was supposed to be at, where he could get some help. And oftentimes it had cast him into the fire, to the waters, to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. My man was copping a good plea, wasn't he? I need help. I ain't going to come in here cute. I'm not coming here pretending nothing, but I need your help. Now, I know you can do it, but I need your help. Now, listen what Jesus tells him. Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Did you hear what I'm saying? Well, now listen what the father says. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help thy mine unbelief. Now, He ain't got sense enough to believe in the state he in. Huh? Did you hear what I'm saying? He said, but help him that he can't believe. He needs your help. Oh, my, my, my. You need help today? Come on now. He say, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. Huh? He talking to that spirit. He rebuked it right now, saying unto him, thy doom, call it what it is. And deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. And look what he said, enter no more into him. See, we got a habit of telling the devil to leave, but we don't add that, don't enter no more. Don't come back no more. Huh? Hear what I'm saying? Now, he told you it's possible if you can believe it. But our problem is so many times we come to the throne of grace trying to get a blessing when we got a whole lot of garbage all stored up into us, in our minds and everything, and we can't get what we came for. We either looking for certain personalities, or, well, you know, I don't believe in my pastor. Well, I ask this question. If you don't believe in your pastor, why are you there in the first place? You're supposed to believe in be in a place where you believe in the person that's in leadership over you. Come on, talk about talk. You talk, call if you don't like it, that's okay. Call on us in. We somebody answer and see. But we're talking about things that are possible today. We're talking about things that you can obtain in the realm of possibilities. There is always the possibility to do what? Obtain healing, but you need to know where you are and who you believe in.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Come on, help me out here, somebody. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you cannot, if you don't have a pastor that believe in prayer and the healing and all of that, then you are in the wrong place. You need to find somebody else. But if you have one, why are you running all over town, across the country, and spending up airfare, gas money, and everything, going here and there, and giving them all these $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 and up to get a healing, and you still the same way you was when you went? Then you should find out, investigate, and see what is wrong here. What am I doing wrong here, Lord? Ask the Lord, what am I doing here wrong? Is it the fact that I'm not believing, I'm in the wrong place, I'm talking to the wrong person? See? And then some people say, well, I want to have myself a testimony that I healed myself. Well, listen here, I wouldn't care if it was a little child. If that little child can lay hands on me and I get healed, I'm going with the little child. You hear what I'm saying? I don't have no particular personality person that I say, well, you know, if they lay hands on me, I'll get healed. They lay hands on me, they may transmit a devil.
Ooh, come on now.
See? So I'm operating in what is possible. Because when Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible if you believe it. Now, if you don't believe in your leader, you ain't nothing going to happen. You ain't getting nothing. You ain't even getting nothing. You ain't even getting a word because you don't believe the word that your leader is preaching. You can't get healing. Your family can't get healed. Your family won't get well because you don't believe, so they don't believe. So it's not possible for you to get it. So you're going to run across town over there, and why you waste your time with this particular pastor or prophet or whatever it is you got? Why you waste time there? Go someplace where you can believe the person and the person can be the servant to you that they are supposed to, so that you can get healed, get the word, grow in grace, and yes, because you can't grow there. Huh? Unbelief has stunted your growth. Unbelief had stopped you from getting healed and delivered, your family from being healed and delivered in the service. Lord have mercy. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he's dead. God, Jesus just healed him. Huh? Jesus just healed him. See, what am I talking about today? What's possible? He's showing you it's possible. He, the young man, been this way since a child with this deaf and dumb spirit. Huh? Now, a lot of you, you can speak out your mouth and hear and all of that too and everything, but you got a dumb spirit. Why is my spirit dumb? Because you have not come to the realization that Jesus put you in a place to keep you healed, keep you saved, keep you delivered. You have somebody, you have a covering over you of healing. You got a covering of anointing over you to keep you in the ways of God. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord. Have mercy, anyhow, Jesus. What is possible anyway? It means something that's capable of happening. It exists. It exists. It will occur. Guaranteed occurrence in your life. Do you get the picture? Huh? Y'all don't hear me. My. You have a favorable development occurring in your life. Did you hear that? It's happening right now. It can happen right now, but you don't want to listen to what God is saying. You got your own thing. I know you got your self-will. Well, your self-will God has given you to choose. So you choose to obey your will instead of God's will. So then you have to pay the penalty of what? Walking in your own will. Because basically your own will is what? Flesh. Your own will is everything is flesh, carnal. Yes, yes, yes. Do you get the picture? Oh, you got it. Yes, yes. But we're looking for something that works, aren't we? We're looking for what works. You say, well, when I go over to Apostle Prophet John Joe and Susie May, and when I go to this church, I feel something. But when I'm home, my home church, I don't feel nothing. Well, then you need to change places. You need to go on over to Prophet Joe Blow Church. That's where you need to go. You need to go where something working for you. You see what I'm saying? Do that make sense to you? That makes sense to me now. I may not make. You can call me if you don't make sense. That don't make sense. 347-857-3925. It don't make sense to you. Okay? But we talk about what's possible. Huh? We are always in a limited circumstance. Huh? We always limiting what is happening in your situation. It can't go but this far. Huh? But let me tell you one thing. When you're in a workable situation, you can take the limits off and go beyond what you think to see what God thinks, because he's an unlimited God with unlimited resources. Do you hear that? You ain't heard that, did you? You ain't heard that, did you? Hear what I'm saying? See, we don't trust God to take care of our affairs either. We have all kind of things occurring in our life, but we figure, let me fix them. You cannot fix them. They get worse and worse and worse when you try to fix them. Now, that's true. Huh? Keep trying it. I can fix it. I can do it myself. I don't need no preacher to tell me. Well, what you think God gave the preacher for? To tell you what is needful. How to apply certain things in your life that it may be working for your good. Did you get that? Oh, you didn't get that either, did you? Hmm? We just trying to bring you to a point of success in your life that you can think on a different term than where you've been thinking. You thinking that, well, I can do all this myself. You can't even get a job by yourself. It takes God to help you get a job. Mm-hmm. See? But you thought, oh, I get this job. I write my resume, you know. And man can turn that resume down. You can have the beautifulest one there is. Mm-hmm. Say all these words and they can still say no. But if God don't say yes, you can't get it. See, that's our problems. Mm-hmm. We want to feel like I don't need God and all this here church stuff and all this here, you know. Even in your relationships too, you need God. Your children, you need God. I know everybody say, well, you know, you got to put the children and my family before everything. Not so. You can't put nothing and nobody before God. Huh? Now you need to get out of that now, whoever you are. You need to get out of that. Hmm? You need to get out of that. Because you are sinking deep down in a Christless grave when you put everything and everybody before God. Mm-hmm. You ain't want to hear that. I know you don't, but it's true anyhow. You see what I'm saying? Truth anyhow. Mm-hmm. You have great capacities that God has given you to succeed, to create, to have. God's given you all these things are possible in your life. But if you never develop the potential that you have, you'll never have nothing. Did you get that? You'll hear that after a while. You see what I'm saying? My. You know, I'm reminded of what Job said. In the 42nd verse, he said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Did you hear what he said? Even though he done went through all the trouble and trials and tribulation he had and lost everything he had and sick too, messed up body. And I mean, everything that could happened. Then his friends got crazy and start talking dumb stuff. His wife talk dumb stuff. My man ain't had nobody around to help him. But he turned to God. He said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. He know your thoughts and the intents of your heart. Did you hear what I'm saying? You know God knows that. Huh? You can tell me anything out your mouth you want to, but God know your heart and he know your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And he going to relate them to me or somebody. You don't hear me today. And God do everything that he please, everything that he want to do, glory be to God, he does. Huh? God do. Huh? Now, let's look at the disciples. Psalms say this here, but our God is in the heavens. He had borne whatsoever he had. Okay? He done brought whatever he want to. Whatever he pleased. See, he made this. He made you. He made all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God made all of that. See? You can't do nothing without God anyway. Anything, whatever you try to do, it's impossible. Did you know? It's impossible. All right? But when you bring God into it, what happened? It's possible. It's possible. Did you hear me? Possible. Huh? And you and fulfill the promises in your life that God has given you. They're going to come to pass, but you got to cooperate with the promise. Do you hear me? Cooperate with the promise. Do you hear me? That's what you got to do. But our problem is we don't, well, you know, it was promised me this, but I ain't seen nothing yet. But you ain't cooperated yet either. Huh? You got to cooperate with what he promised you. When he's fulfilling his promise to you, you want to go and do your own thing. You just jumped ship. See, you jumped ship. That's what you did. I like that. Things are possible. All things are possible to them that believe. Did you hear that? Can you believe today when God tells you something? Do you believe it? Oh, you got to question it. Well, maybe he will. Well, I hope he will. I guess he might. I ain't guessing nothing. He said he going to do it. That's it. Nothing to guess about. It's already happened. You just waiting for it to manifest, are you not?
Amen.
Hmm? Come on now. You just waiting for it to manifest.
Come on now.
Lord, have mercy. See, think about Peter when he walked on the ocean, on the sea. When he got out there, while he was in the ship, even before he got in the ship, he didn't probably think that was a possibility in his life that he would do it. Yeah, God, Jesus, he may do it. Because he's the son of the living God, you know, and he got all power in his hand. Now, he make it do it, but I don't believe it's possible for me to do it. But let me tell you, don't go out there trying to walk on no ocean, on no top of no water, if you ain't got Jesus. And he don't tell you to do it.
Because
you are going to drown.
Yes, you are.
Okay? Let me tell you, you're going to drown. Now, if, listen, I've seen people going out there talking about, I'm going to walk on the water like Jesus did. I say, well, you better wait and see, did he tell you to walk on the water? Because if he didn't tell you to walk on the water, you ain't going to walk on no water. You're going to sink. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like one time a lady told me, this person we know died, and she said, let's go back there in the hospital. Let's go back there and raise her from the dead. I said, you go. I said, God didn't tell me to go back there and raise her from no dead. So now if you want to raise, you go right on back there and do it. See what I'm saying? I don't make no steps like that if God don't tell me, because if he tell me not to do something, that this not my time to be doing this particular thing, and that means he not going to back me up.
Okay.
And I'm going to be looking real silly. You see what I'm talking about? Go out there talking about walking on the water. I know I can't walk on the water. I can't even swim. Let's walk on the water. I'd be a nut out there trying to impress you. I'm not going to try to impress nobody.
Come on.
See, I don't do that.
Because
I know I'm a drunkard. I can't swim. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. You see, I'm just trying to tell you, I walk in the realm of what is possible and what he give me, and he tell me this is possible for you. I've given you this. I've given you to walk. I've given you to run. I've given you to do this, that, or the other. Then I know it's going to happen. Huh? Do you see? I know it's going to happen then. You don't hear me. I'm telling you that. I know it's happening. But I'm going to give you this here. I'm going to give you this part here, you know, in the 1 Corinthians. I'm going to tell you what 1 Corinthians 1 say, 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Did you hear what I'm saying? He do all of this, why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. All of that he do. You hear what I'm saying? You can't understand it. I don't understand it. I know there's certain things you say, well, you look at it cut and dry. Everything is cut and dry, black and white. Everything is not black or white. There's some gray areas too. Huh? Hear what I'm saying? So, foolish things, things that you think are foolish, do what? Confine the wise people. Ah, see? They can't understand what you know. You know that God can. You know that God heals. You know that God delivers. God do this, that, and the other, and whatever he chose to do. You know this, but the wise people don't know it. They call you foolish. So keep on being foolish. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Don't allow them to condemn you. Don't allow them to take away what God has given you. See? You keep telling them and letting them know it is possible for you to walk as I'm walking in Jesus Christ. It is possible for you to have faith in Jesus Christ. This is all what we are trying to tell those that are making like they're so wise and yet they're foolish. Because they can't walk like we walk.
Come on now.
Walk of faith. Woo! Hallelujah!
Yes,
glory to Yah. Excuse me. You know that's how I am. You know how I talk like that. You know because I'm looking for the fish with the money in his mouth.
Come on now.
Now I know it sounds silly and foolish, don't it? Sound like a fable, don't it? But if Jesus did it in them days, and he told his disciples to go down there and fish and get that money to pay your taxes. I believe my money's in some fish's mouth.
Okay.
I don't hear them what kind of fish it is either. Hallelujah, Jesus. All I know is I'll be pulling it in.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle Porter for that word. And you know it is true. We can all wait for our fish. You know, let's let it come to shore to us now. You know, don't go out there and try to make it happen yourself, because that's where we get in trouble at, trying to make these things happen ourselves. But you know, I was sitting here and I was listening, and a few things caught my attention really deep. Was about that pain and pride. You know, like that there. And I was thinking, I said, well, I ain't got no pride, but I got a whole lot of pain going on at this moment, you know. And I was thinking, I said, well, Lord, you know, everything is in your hand anyway. You know, ain't nothing I can do or what that you can't do. You know, I just let you handle it. Let you do it, Lord. You know, but God is with us, and he's going to help us no matter what we try to do. But long as we try to be with him. And the thing is, we got to be attached to the Lord. We got to learn how to be attached to the Lord. We got to keep ourselves with the Lord. You know, if we don't do that, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be out there all willy-nilly, all crazy. You know, which the world is crazy already anyway. You know, all you got to do is look around and see these things that are going on today. Look at everything that's happening. Look at everything that's going on. So we need to understand that if you're not with the Lord now, when are you going to be? But that's what I have to say. When are you going to be? When are you going to come to him? You know. So I'm going to put you on here with Bishop Porter at this time.
Yeah, I told y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the word, amen, this morning. Amen, as Apostle was ministering and Deacon Mike, I was looking here at this story, and I was thinking on the church today. Where is the power, man, in the churches today? Churches done got so watered down. Praise God. The time, amen, when people used to walk in the church, I think we was talking about it in a Bible study, how when people used to eat, when they had the wrong type spirit, they felt uncomfortable. They couldn't stay there. They had to leave, man. And when the saints of old would be fasting and praying and crying out to God with their whole heart, mind, and soul, you would see drug addicts come off the street. Drunks, amen, come in, and they will come in drunk and leave out sober. Amen. I have witnessed this right there in the streets of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. So the power of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if Jesus did it back then, he's doing the same thing now through, amen, his saints, amen, that believe in him. And, amen, are you a believer today? Man, you have the power. Amen. And now notice the setting here in this story, as Mark tells the story, that the battle with Satan is difficult, but it's an ongoing struggle. But watch this now. Victory over sin and temptation come through faith in Jesus Christ, not through your own effort. When you try to do it in your own, man, you're going to lose. You're going to fall. You're going to miss the mark every time. Oh, but your faith in our Lord and our Savior, amen, is what does the work. Man, because he said, without me, you can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All praise the Lord. And so in this setting, in this story, notice, amen, that the man, praise God, came and he brought, amen, the son, amen, that was possessed, amen, with this dumb spirit. And he brought it to the nine that was left down, praise God, there in the valley, praise God, and they could not cast it out. Why? Because they was powerless. They was faithless, praise God. Their lack of trust, amen, in, amen, of their Lord, praise God, had been. Now, he was men that had been following him. Am I right? So Jesus was up in the mountain, amen, and he took Peter, James, and John and had transfigurated himself and had did a supernatural coming down out of the mountain. He saw the crowd, amen, and they began to run, amen, to the Lord, amen. And this, amen, will, if the church, amen, will, amen, get this power, amen, that they possess, amen, that the Lord have sent back on earth, amen, the world, amen, the people in the world today will be running to the church instead of running away from the church. And notice, praise God, in verse 22 is what really caught my eye. And oft time, here's the Father now telling Jesus about, amen, his son. He said, oft time he had cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But, there go the but, if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help. Notice, praise God, when we come to the altar, we can be sincere, we can be earnest, but we can be sincere and earnest wrong. Hello, somebody. And this is oftentimes why it don't work for you. Somebody need to hear today now. Praise God. Now, notice the man, he wanted help. I mean, how many oftentimes we go for prayer for our children? For our loved ones, for our husband, for our wives, for whatever you're praying, amen, to the Lord for. And you get in the line, but we come with the but and if. Now, if is a big word to God. It's two-letter word now. Notice if. Our Lord and Savior, amen, our God Almighty, man, he used if. Amen is what you would say, amen, a condition. In other words, if you will, God say he will. And the man, amen, the father says here, if thou can do anything, praise God, have compassion on us and help us. And the Lord looked at him and said these words in verse 23. But Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, oh, all things are possible to him that do what? Believe. Uh-huh. So the Lord turned it around, praise God, and said, if thou can believe. Oh, I want to say to somebody out there today, I don't know what you're facing, what your challenges may be, what problem, what trial or tribulation you may be going through. It may be with your family. It may be for your job. It may be even with a health issue. But if thou can believe, oh, all things are possible to him that believe. Oh, he working it out. Why? Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord, amen, is yet. Praise God. And you know, I thank God because he said, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to thee. Praise God. This is a faith walk. Amen. And his word, amen, is in the atmosphere. And it destroying the yokes, praise God, on our behalf, even as we speak it. Why? Because we are speaking as the ark of God. Praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen, that his word is as a flaming fire. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that he had given us the power. He had given us the authority over every devil and imp in hell. Ain't you glad about it? All you mean, praise God, when you use the name of Jesus, the Bible says every devil and imp in hell tremble at that name. Praise God. So I don't know why we don't use it more, amen, often. Praise God. Because it's power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance, healing. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Am I right? And straightways, immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, see, Lord, do what? I believe. Unbelief. So it ain't no harm saying, Lord, help my the wreck there where I need help. Lord, bring me up in that area. Lord, I need you right there, Lord. Lord, it's me that stand in the need of prayer. It's me, Lord. Praise God. Work on me, Lord. Lord, search my heart. You know my heart. There's no harm done. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. And the Lord will do it, praise God. He say he's right there. All you got to do is open up your mouth, praise God, and call on the name of Jesus. Tell me that he's very swift in answering prayer. Isaiah 65 and 24, tell me why you are yet calling. He said he will answer. He said while you're yet speaking, he will hear. Amen. The Lord, amen, he's always right there. And I'm glad because he said I will never leave you, not forsake you. He said I'll be with you always till the end of the world. Praise God. And I'm glad, amen, that we serve a supernatural God, that he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Praise God. I thank God that he's a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. Amen. And he's working it out for somebody right now. Praise God. Because, amen, it's the word. Praise God. And if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, for our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. He loved each and every one of us today. Praise God. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Why, Bishop? Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Amen. He know what you need even before you ask. Oh, but I heard Apostle say he said ask. He said, if you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, he said the door will be opened. Oh, he's standing there with outstretched arms saying, whosoever will, let him come. And saying, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. He worked it out. Praise God. And he rebuked that dumb, foul spirit. Praise God. Yeah, thank God. Amen. And he have given us that same power. He have given us that same authority. Amen. To speak it. Praise God. Amen. Notice it's no long prayer. Amen. He said, come out. Amen. Oh, he had to leave there. Praise God. Ain't you glad today that he had given us that power? He had given us that authority. Praise God over every devil in imp in hell. All praise the Lord. He is a heavy load sharer. Thank God he's a burden bearer. Thank God, amen. But you got to turn it over to the Lord and leave it there. Lay it at the foot of the cross today, praise God. And he will work it out for you, praise God. He'll work it out for your family. He'll work it out. He loves you today, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, praise God. Oh, I thank God. I often tell the church all the time, you've yet been the only person in this world, he yet would have came down into a low world and yet died for your sins. That's the love that he have for mankind. Ain't you glad about it today? God bless you. Amen. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael. God is an awesome God. Who do you believe in? I tell you, you know, I just went over in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 9, and it say, "But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him." And that would just bring you right back over to Mark 9:23, when Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe." God is an awesome God. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. You every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wheel and Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Wittit. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, you can visit us at the City of Victory. That's right, at the City of Victory every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night for Bible Talk at 6 p.m. That address is 31325 CL 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CL 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night for Bible Talk at 6 p.m. You can also plant your seeds, send a donation to the City of Victory, and that address is P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed, and we will see you back on the broadcast tomorrow at 9 a.m.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace. I could not find. And I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. Stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go.
I let go.
And
I let God.
Let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands. Everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God.
Let
him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.